Okay, so this is actually the second time we're doing this. The first time we just did this podcast, but it wasn't recording, so we're going to try again. My name is Lewis Sandler, and this is called Origin Word Podcast, where we talk about where do words come from. And this is bilingual, meaning I do the English, and we have an excellent new translator sitting next to me in Beijing, China, and she will introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Yu Dian from Fujian, and I'm now a freshman, but will be something else.
Sophomore?
Yes, a month later.
That means she'll be second year in the university student. And this podcast today is about dating. And I know some of you, probably most of you, are not dating because, you know, you're focused on getting that 3.9999 GPA. So, however, some of you that have already graduated or some of you that are a little more romantic inclined, maybe you are dating. And we have some dating words for you today. These are new words that actually I didn't know much about. I only knew one of them, actually. And I've been reading about it. It seems like they're hot topics, at least in America, where I'm from, and other Western countries. So let's get right to it. We have six dating words for you. And the first one is called ghosting.
Yoling.
And number two is freckling.
And 雀斑.
Number three is friend zoning.
好人卡.
And number four is benching.
替补.
And number five is cuffing.
羁绊.
And our last word is R bombing.
不回消息.
Very good. So let's begin with ghosting. It has the word ghost in it. And just like a ghost, when you are dating someone, it doesn't matter the length of time. It could be 1 week, 1 year, or 10 years. But, well, maybe not 10 years. Probably be married by then. One of the persons suddenly ends the relationship, but they don't explain why they're ending it, and they sort of like just disappear. They disappear, just like a ghost. And so you can use the word something like, I thought we were good friends until he ghosted me.
这个词的意思就是你们约会了很长一段时间以后突然你的对象消失了。 这句话的意思是我觉得我们一直是好朋友直到他把我给甩了他消失了。
When I say he, I always mean he or she. So just don't send me an email criticizing me. All right. Number two is called freckling. This is a strange word for some of you because freckles in general are not acceptable, or is that the word, or not common in China or in Asian countries.
Yeah.
They're a little like sort of very small brownish natural spots on the skin, especially the face, and they're not the same as pimples or doo-doo.
Yes.
They're not the same. And some girls actually like freckles, especially girls. But anyway, the word freckling basically means a short-term relationship, such as a summer romance, when you meet someone and then you have a short-term summer romance. And then, just like freckles that disappear later, as you get older, the relationship also tends to not disappear, but just end naturally. So you can use it like this. I'm only looking for a freckling relationship. Or the opposite. I'm not looking for a freckling relationship.
理解这个词需要一些文化背景。 雀斑这个东西它在夏天的时候颜色会变淡，所以它描述的就是雀斑在夏天变淡这么一段时期。这句话的意思就是我并没有在找一个像雀斑变淡这么短时期的romance，或者它的反面就是我并不是在寻找。
Okay, and the next one I am familiar with, it's called friend zoning, and this is where you have a couple, and one person in the couple wants more than the relationship, more in the relationship than the other. So the person, one person says to the other, "Well, I just, can we just be friends?" Something like that. So this means you, that person has put the other person in the friend zone. So we can use it like this. I really love him, but he put me in the friend zone, or she put me in the friend zone.
这个词就像相当于中文里的发好人卡，就是我很爱他，但是他却说你真是个好人。
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, that was fast.
Okay. Oh, so you have you put any young beau in the friend zone?
Yes, there has been one.
And what happened to him? Did he?
No, he didn't say anything. He just said he's just kind of interested in me. Yeah.
He didn't say anything to you directly.
No. I don't think he care.
Well, okay. Let's see. The next one is benching. Now, this word can also be used in sports and a team sport where the coach maybe doesn't think you're doing very well today, very good, excuse my bad English, and he says, "Hey, Yudian, I think you should sit down. You seem a little tired today." So Yudian has been benched. But in dating, it means that when you start dating someone, you're not sure how much you like him or her. And so here's a conversation between Sarah and Jane, two friends. So Sarah says to Jane, "How's your dating life going, Jane? Weren't you seeing that guy, Jack?" And Jane replies, "Yeah, I am, sort of. He's just okay. So I've been benching him, and I just like to text him, but I don't want to actually see him face to face."
Yeah, benching 有点像就是团队比赛中的替补，就是我还并不能够确认我自己对对方的心意。然后这一段对话是 Sarah 和 Jane 之间的。Sarah 说，你最近约会约得怎么样啊 ，Jane？ 你还有没有再继续跟 Jack 约会？然后 Jane 说，是的，有，但是我还并不是特别确定我是不是喜欢他，所以我就是现在还在 benching him。
Benching him, yes. Okay, and the next one is cuffing. It's a dating word. Cuffing is a sort of a seasonal term, and it means that maybe during the summertime or during a period you like to be single, you don't want to be tied down with anyone, but when those long winter cold months are approaching, you feel very lonely and you want a relationship, so you want to be cuffed or you want to be tied down with something serious, a serious relationship. So you can use it like this. I would like to be cuffed, at least by Spring Festival, and then maybe I can bring him or her to see Mommy and Daddy.
这个词呢，套用知乎上的一句诗来说，就是无人问我粥可温，无人与我立黄昏。然后现在就是想要摆脱这种状态，冬天来了就找个对象一起过冬吧。这句话呢，就是怎么说呢？十二月之前或者在什么时间之前，我们想要和另外一个人建立亲密的关系。
Yeah, good. You didn't use my name this time.
Yes.
Okay. And number six, dating word is called R. That's the letter R. Bombing. This is when when you send a message to someone like WeChat or QQ or email, and I'm sure they have read it, that's where the R comes in, but they don't respond. I guess that's another, could be another R, they don't respond. So basically, they're ignoring your email or QQ or WeChat. It might not be intentional. Maybe they're just lazy, or they have nothing to say, or they don't know that they should respond. But anyway, they don't. So that's called R bombing. I've sent him many messages, but he always R bombs me. He keeps R bombing me, even though I've sent 10 messages to him in the past week.
I'm sure he's not talking about me.
No, of course not.
Okay, thank you. 这个词呢，因为像在微博这类的地方，你在阅读信息以后会出现一个已读，你就知道对方看了信息，但他并没有回你，类似于把你给忽视了。这个话的意思就是我给他发了很多消息，但是他一条也没有回我。
Okay, there you have it, fans of Origin of Words podcast. We've got 6 dating words. And if you have any questions about these words, you can ask UDN, because I know nothing about dating. You can write care of me, ChinaLewis@yahoo.com, and I will forward the message to her. And as always, you can find us on iTunes or Stitcher and... Facebook, if you can get Facebook, if you can get Facebook, you can leave a message or a comment, and you can press a like or a not a like. No, I guess you can't do not like. You can just press like. They should have not like. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll try. Well, you know, this is vacation time, and I'm probably not going to do another one soon, or I might. I don't have a set schedule, so it's best that you subscribe, and you can press the subscribe button on the homepage. Also, you can download the app of Origin Words Podcast. And I guarantee you, it's better to listen to this on a computer rather than your mobile phone. But if you only have a mobile phone, you can listen on a mobile phone. I've tried too, but it doesn't look as good.
Yeah.
All right. So any last comments?
Last comments?
Yeah. I mean, anything you'd like to say to our fans?
Thanks for listening, and thanks, Louis.
Okay, thanks, Yudian. Okay, and we'll sign off together.
再见。